So I'm going to get started with the lesson. That's all good? All the announcements? Okay.
Yeah.
All the announcements are good?
Okay.
So as you guys know, we're going through 1 John this summer. So we're going to start out with the amount of times I say Like, I listened to that, like, the message last week, and I'm like, I say too much. It's like a filler word. I don't like filler words.
No worries.
Yeah.
Got
this. Yeah, I know. But it just bugs me to hear my own voice go, yeah. But, said it again. So the passage is, from 1 John, chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. And it says, "Beloved, I am writing to you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is that is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him, and which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes." Will you please bow your heads and pray? Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful day, and allow us to be impacted by this message, and everybody here will just be able to proclaim the truth and the light of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, I really thought about this in, sure, brother is in, like, the general sense of, like, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ, but I thought of it as, in my life, in the way of having a sibling. How many of you guys have siblings? All of you guys? Do you guys find them really annoying at some points in their life?
I find my friends.
Okay. Yeah. I struggle with that too. Annoying siblings, and I think this passage really speaks to that. I took it in that sense, like a literal sense of starting with my family. Because when I was younger, my sister and I would always fight over everything, just any day. I just loved to pick on her, and she loved to pick on me, right? That's what siblings do. And it always was that way until, like, maybe 2 years ago. I'm like, you know what? I need to grow mature, and I'm a Christian now, and I want to treat her correctly and not really, you know, fight with her anymore. So I started treating her with respect and dignity, and I actually started to ask her, like, what is she interested in? Because I never really knew what she's interested in. I just saw her as my sister, and as my sister, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pick on you, you know? You get away with everything. Like, I had to wait for movies, you know? Like, my parents were like, you have to be 13 years old to watch this movie. And I'm sitting there, right? And I'm watching the movie. And then she comes in, and she's allowed to watch it. And I'm like, what is this? I had to wait till I was 13 to watch this movie. And she got to watch it at, you know, 9 years old. I'm like, what is this? Well, it doesn't matter the movie, but it's just... Okay, Back to the Future. I remember that watching the movie, but...
You have to wait until you're 13 to
watch that. Well, around that age. Not exactly.
Stop speaking.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah, but... So, as I grew up, I started... Yeah, please stop. As I was growing up, I really felt this change towards starting with my family. And once it started to change, like once I became a Christian... I felt this love towards my family, starting with my sister. Like, really, I was like, I now love her in a different way, in the sense of I want to take care of her and actually get interested in what she is interested. Because I realize that now I'm going to grow older and I'm going to start being separated from her. So I want to get to know her and understand where she struggles, and we're not to bring up fights where we can get into fights easily over stupid things, over simple things that we could avoid. So as it says, do not cause a brother, another brother to stumble, I was like, I should not, like, tease my sister in this way anymore. I should actually, you know, start a conversation with her about why is she bothering me and tell her not to do it. And be the bigger person in the sibling relationship, and just to say, I want you to, like, stop doing this. It bugs me. So I really started doing that, and I saw this change towards me and this kindness from her in reception to me. And I was like, wow, there actually is this change. And she's starting to now go to youth groups and stuff. And I was like, wow, there's this good change in her. I can see it. And I'm super thankful for that. So yeah, that's really what I really thought of when I saw when I read that passage. I was like, I can see my sister in that and how I changed my life with her, my relationship with her. So yeah. And then the explanation is like this commandment that John is saying is not a new commandment. It was in the Ten Commandments. You shall love the Lord your God. You shall love others. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do not, like, steal from your neighbor. And it's just always been there in Scripture. And then Jesus said that's, like, the greatest commandment. And then John is writing to the Christians of this time to say, hey, love your brother. Love your family. Love your siblings. Love everybody around you. And treat them with respect. And it's just so hard to do every day because you get into these, you know, you get in the fights, you get into family issues every day where you're just like, I just want to just yell and scream and, you know, you just get annoyed with your family members. But I really started to think, well, I need to start treating them better. So that's what really started to change. So if you guys could, like, start, like, applying it to your life, I would say start being others focused, as I said last week, I mean 2 weeks ago. And start with your siblings or other people in your family or your friends. And once you start doing that, you can, you know, it will affect how you carry yourself and it will make you more confident. And I think that was really good. And another story that really spoke to me with my friends would be when in middle school and high school, as I said in my testimony, I kind of got bullied, but I got bullied another time. And this was in sixth grade. Me and my friend, we were walking, and he's my friend now, but he wasn't my friend then. He was my bully. And I decided to shove him because I got fed up with him. He was making fun of me. And yeah, like that. But, you know. And one guy had to calm us down. Like, he was walking with us. He's like, calm down. And then we talked about it. And then I ended up inviting him to Disneyland for my birthday. Because I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to reach out and be a better person. So, and it started a lifelong friendship between us. And we're still friends to this day, even though we don't talk as much. Just because of distance and stuff. But I now have a friend for life because of him. And I decided to invite him and be kind to him. And it was like, wow. Yeah?
I did the exact same thing that you did.
Wow.
You went to Disneyland?
No. I didn't invite
him. Yeah. But you did the exact same thing?
Yeah,
that's good.
I invited this one boy that somehow he was at my old school, mm-hmm. and he moved to the school I currently went to. Because I moved schools and happened to be we moved to the same school.
Mm-hmm. And
then, you know, he was pulling me all around, and I was like, my birthday, I'm like, I don't have enough people, so I invite him, but he was never going to show up.
What? He never showed up?
No.
Oh, did he show up?
He said he was going to come, but he never did.
Oh. Well, that's just sad. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, that's like another story. And then how you guys can apply this to life, I already said it. Start being kind towards others. Show the fruits of the Spirit. And in closing, just try to have this like light around you that others may be able to see. And really just try to really affect others and make them be curious about why do you act different. Why do you act in this certain way? Why do you treat them kindly when other people treat these people mean? Or why do you have always this, like, happiness? Not in the sense of, like, you're always happy, but there's just this, like, there's just this light around you. So, yeah, that's what I would say. Try to start acting, like, in the way of, like, always be improving in the sense of how can I make this person's life better. So if you guys could pray with me again. Dear Lord, as we wrap this up, may you please just bless us and allow us to represent your son better here on this earth, that we may allow others to put their faith in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.